The Supreme Court's decision was unanimous from the 11 judges. The first part of it was to rule on whether this was at all a matter for the courts. The government had argued all along that it was a political matter and shouldn't be ruled upon by the courts, but the Supreme Court rejecting that idea and then moving to its decision, which it came to, that Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament was indeed unlawful, ruling effectively that Boris Johnson's prorogation, as it's known, is null and void, which means that Parliament is effectively still sitting. So MPs will resume parliamentary business on Wednesday, according to the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow. That means they can summon ministers and the Prime Minister himself, perhaps, for urgent questions. They will be able to get the scrutiny of Boris Johnson and his Brexit strategy that so many opposition lawmakers had said they were missing out on as a result of Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament.